It's news time with award-winning newsman extraordinaire, Kevin James.
Maury Povich announces paternity results for an orangutan.
Am I the only one who realizes that this story isn't news?
It's not news. It's Kevin's News.
And it's brought to you in part by Nom Nom, Life in the Snack Lane.
Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to Kevin James. Kevin.
And the Wheatland Bank. Kevin, I said that birthday for the keyword because it's Charles' birthday today. Charles is 11. He goes to Ramsey Magnet School in Coeur d'Alene. Charles is 11 years old today. And
well, happy birthday, Charles, yeah, a.k.a. Happy birthday. Chuck, a.k.a. Charlie, a.k.a. the Big C.
Chaz.
I love to give nicknames.
Do you, though?
Yeah, old Charlie Cheeseburger.
Whether they like it or not.
Yeah, that's just what I do.
That's a good one, though. I like
Charlie Cheeseburger,
nice.
Yeah, hopefully he likes cheeseburgers. That'd be great.
Hopefully, yeah.
You could call
happy birthday.
Chuck E. Cheese if you really wanted to, but I feel like that's taken.
It is taken.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
How about the Chuckster? That's what they call Charles Barkley, the Chuckster.
Let me be appropriate. Happy birthday, Charles.
Sir Charles.
Sir Charles. Yeah. That's a great one.
I like that one.
Well, we go from that to an 11-year-old boy. How old was Charles?
11. Like it was a match
like
made
I'm
in
doing
heaven.
The same thing.
It was like just unbelievable.
Well, Charles, we may need to borrow you because this story makes me mad.
I don't know if we borrow people, but go ahead.
Well, we might need to borrow him. We need an 11-year-old boy.
I see.
Planning on picking him up in your white van?
Okay.
A digital radio station known as Absolute Radio.
Mm.
They have a show on there called the Dave Barry Breakfast Show. Welcome to the Dave Barry Breakfast Show,
mm-hmm.
where we have an 11-year-old boy coming in to do a Guinness World Record. Okay, now that's kind of cool, right? I like some world records. But then I hear stuff like this, and I just get mad.
Is this
and
Dave Barry the writer?
I don't know, Jay, because it's in York, England, so I don't.
Oh, maybe not then, yeah.
Yeah, I don't feel like he's English, is he? He's an American fella.
I believe that's correct.
Yeah. So this kid comes in, Taylor Camp. He's 11 years old.
Okay.
And he was picked from a field of applicants to be the first to attempt a new world record. See, because there wasn't already one.
By 11-year-olds or just in general?
Just in general.
Okay, all right. I'm with you.
He peeled 4 mandarin oranges in 1 minute.
Okay, wow. Wait, that's like a regular orange that's hard to peel, not like a cutie, right? Because a cutie, you could peel, I mean, about, 40 of those in a minute?
Yeah, probably.
It says here that his parents say he's obsessed with oranges, and we find peels everywhere.
Wow, that's fun.
The kid managed nearly 8 mandarins during his practice run, but found the task more difficult during his official on-air attempt. Well, of course, it's always hard. It's like beat the show.
Yeah, exactly.
You win every time, and then you get on the air, and you're like, I bombed it.
Yeah, of course. That's how that works. Yeah.
4 oranges. He peeled 4 oranges in 1 minute. Is that impressive, or could we bring Charles in and break this record and be like, sorry, Dave Barry Breakfast Show?
It doesn't seem like it would be that hard.
It doesn't seem hard.
But then you realize in 15 seconds, and you know, you could get like, there could be one of them that's stuck. I mean, I wonder if there's a way to treat an orange before you peel it to make it easier to peel.
Mm, you water it down.
See, if you're going to lie.
You did sound confident, though.
Yeah, that was good. Yeah, you water it down. Everyone knows that.
I mean, that's true, right?
I don't know. You want to see if you can beat an 11-year-old? I mean, at this contest.
I wish we had oranges. I'd try it right now.
Dang it.
It doesn't seem that difficult, though. But I wonder, are there certain, like, you can't leave the little bits of...
That's the problem, yeah.
You know, whatever... What do they call that?
It has to be clean, yeah. It has to be nice and bald.
What do they call that? Orange skin?
Peel.
No. But, like, the stuff...
Well, no, you can't take all the white stuff off. I mean, that would take you an hour and a half per orange, for crying out loud. But you just don't want little bits of the...
Yeah, you've got to get all the peel off.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So you can leave some of that...
Yeah, the
other parts.
White stringy stuff. The skin, yeah, yum.
Yeah, okay. All right.
Yeah, I think that's...
I'll see if I got some oranges at the house.
I want to try it.
I'll bring them in. At least we can try one.
The only one I have are the cuties, and you're right. You could go through Way too many of
those. Which is why those are great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they peel so easy.
And I bet you can't use any tools.
No. You can't use one of those peelers. That seems cheating.
Steve, have you ever eaten the orange peel?
I have not.
What?
You should.
It's the best part.
Oh, yeah?
It's very healthy for you.
It is.
What is it supposed to do?
I think it makes
that's
you taller.
Where all the nutrients are.
See, that's my problem.
Healthier. Yeah, you won't catch colds.
Yep.
The orange peel.
Correct.
Yes, sir.
Okay. I'll water it down and eat some.
Sometimes I eat cuties that way. I just eat the whole thing. You know that, Jay. You've witnessed it. I haven't been doing it lately, and I don't know why.
The peel on a cutie is not the same.
Yeah, it is.
I don't think it's as good.
You're right. Some of them can be a little more bitter, maybe?
Yeah, exactly.
But when you're eating it with the orange, it's not bad.
I see.
You're eating the other peel by itself, and I would agree if I ate a cutie peel, because it's so thin, it doesn't have much of the
that's right. That's exactly
white part.
It. Yeah, which is the best part.
Yeah. So, but when you have it with the orange, it's pretty good. It's just extra orange flavor.
Cutie peel. What's for lunch?
Cutie peels? You gonna put your back against the door frame and then scratch that while you're eating a
cutie
peel?
Yeah, just eat the whole cutie. Yeah. It's on the poll and Jay and Kevin on X or Twitter.
Yeah,
eat the entire cutie?
Both those things seem about the same level of normalness to me.
Scratching your back on a door jamb and eating an entire cutie?
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like the scratching your back is so normal compared to eating
That's correct. That's correct, Kevin.
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, if we walked around this building and asked how many people if they've ever scratched their back on a wall
right.
or a door or a corner or whatever. Yeah.
You're not saying do you do it regularly. You're saying have you ever?
Have you ever done it? I would say 80% of the people would say yes.
80%?
Oh, yeah. Easy.
You know how big of a percentage that is?
Yes, it's 80.
It's 8 out of 10. If I were to ask 10 people.
See. The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
David. All right, David. David, just for fun, what's your middle name?
Christopher.
All right. I like to call him DC, Kevin DC.
Yeah, great names.
Unless it's a K, then it'd be DK, Kevin DK.
Kevin James.
What were you hoping for a middle name?
I wasn't hoping for anything. I just thought it'd be fun to ask.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right.
I don't predetermine humor.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
It's the final story of the day. Hip, 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 hooray.
Final story is brought to you by Reflections by Owsley.
Final story of this day. And that's why I go back in time to this day. I'm trying to figure out a name for this. If it's like, let's take a look back, Jack.
Potentially an ongoing thing?
Maybe.
Okay.
What
if we did it like on Thursday, so we called it a throwback?
On this day.
That doesn't make a lot of sense.
Yeah.
What if it was? See, that's what I can say. What if it was?
What if it was?
1958. My news would have shared this story with you.
Okay.
Jerry Lee Lewis announced that he had married his 13-year-old cousin, Myra.
Oh, man. Weird.
And then he still, like, went on to do music and stuff,
well,
right?
I mean, it wasn't...
It wasn't considered odd back then?
No, I didn't say that.
Okay. I mean, that's just weird. 1950. Imagine now.
It wasn't illegal, I think, is what I was trying to say.
It wasn't?
I don't think in the state that they got married in, no.
Good for him. Goodness gracious, great balls of fire. He's the guy who sang that, right?
Yes.
That's the guy.
Wait, what is it called again? What is this segment called?
What if it was?
What if it was?
What if it was 1958?
What if it was 1958? Yeah, see, that's what I would do. What if it was, Jay?
Yeah, yeah.
What if it was 1570?
Let me get to 1958 first.
Dream, dream, dream when I want you. In my arms when I want you. And all your charms.
That's what you'd be hearing.
Who is that?
That's the Everly Brothers, Kevin.
That's what I thought.
Mm-hmm.
Not Jerry Lee Lewis.
No.
Because... That would have been even creepier.
It was number one on this date in 1958, the Everly Brothers.
Okay, I like that. Yeah. In 1570.
I mean, it could get to Jerry Lee Lewis. He was number seven on this date.
Ooh.
You shake my nerves and you rattle my brain. Too much love drives a man insane. You broke my will, but what a thrill.
Can't help but think
of how long was Jerry Lee Lewis married to his cousin?
When you hear that song, what does that make you think of?
Great Balls of Fire. What does it?
Top Gun, right?
Oh, Top Gun. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Jim, it makes me think of a movie. The marriage lasted a year and a half.
That's basically her whole life.
Take that, Kenny Chesney.
Year and a half. So. Easy. Yeah, that's tough. I mean, that is tough when you're in high school and you're like, yeah, I know it's just getting my driver's license, but I've already been married.
How old was she when she got married?
13.
Yeah, well, she's not in high school when she's 13.
No, I know, but a year and a half later after your divorce, Jay,
I see, yeah.
See what I'm saying?
Even at 15, she might not be in high school.
She's starting to date now, you know, like in high school, and she's 15, and she's like...
Yeah, I get it.
So I've already been married.
All right, now.
So you're not used to hearing that, probably.
Yeah.
Weird story.
Very.
The pictures are absolutely terrible, and I am now closing that browser.
That's a great idea. What if it were? Yeah.
Is Dave from IT going to have to come back here now?
Dave going to come in on that Google search.
In 1570.
Oh, boy.
The first ever atlas was published with 70 maps.
Huh.
Dude. An atlas still gets me excited. Like, one of those maps, like, I always think of my mom's RV. My mom's RV had, like, the big, thick, like, where you open it up and it covers the entire windshield, basically, while you're trying to look at it. Because it's just a great big atlas, map, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
And I loved looking at those things. Are they going to maybe make a comeback, like...
Maps?
Well, or a nostalgia. Listen, hold on. A nostalgia.
Wait, what?
Like, listen, records have come back.
I understand.
Records are super cool now.
I get it. I know what you're saying.
Let me finish this thought.
Go ahead.
Also really cool. Like, kids these days, if you show them actual pictures, printed pictures, they think that's really cool.
Yeah, at my house, that's just you know, Wednesday. Because my wife takes and prints all kinds of pictures all the time.
All of
she
them,
does
right.
all that stuff. But yeah, I see what you're saying.
What is old is
new again.
It's cool, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is there ever a chance that they'll see a map and be like, that's really cool. Because I always found them fun to look at.
No, I understand what you're saying. They are relatively cool. And especially if you have them framed. You know what I mean? Where you go, oh, that's a map of such and such.
Okay.
But will they come back?
They're not going to. I don't think they're going to be the way that people get around.
I don't think so.
Because the phone is easier, for sure.
It certainly is.
But if you have an RV, I'm telling you.
You should have a map, yeah.
Put a big map in there. One of those, you know, my mom's was like a big, thick book. And you could flip through all the states.
Yes.
And it was.
Oh. Those are cool.
I do like him. You want one more?
Sure.
What if it was? I'm going to give you a choice of years. Okay? You ready for that?
Wait. What movie is it? The one that where he says, you know, get yourself a map. Is it Tommy Boy?
Get yourself a map.
Where David Spade walks in and he's like trying to find. It's Tommy Boy, right? Where he's like, hey, I need a map of such and such. And he's like, how do I find it? And the guy behind the counter is super sarcastic.
That would probably make sense because they were
Tommy
on that
Boy?
Road trip, right?
Yeah, I think it is.
I stink. I don't remember that one.
I'll dig it up for you, Kev.
I don't remember that scene either.
Oh,
but...
here it is right now. But I don't know if I can play it. I'll do some research.
I'll give you a year. Here's your choices, guys. Kay. Do you want 1970? What if it was 1970 today?
1970. Yeah.
What if it was 1995? Or what if it was 1973? Which one would you like?
I would go 70 because it was just before your birth.
I was born in December of 1970. Steve, are you okay with that?
Oh, yeah.
Elvis Presley was in the news. What was Elvis in the news for?
Whoa.
He was in the news.
He's in the news today, too.
He was?
He still is, yeah.
What happened today?
They're talking about selling Graceland.
Oh, wow. That's crazy.
Yeah, it might be like a lawsuit and there's just a bunch
All
of
right.
stuff and yeah.
Elvis signed with MGM a 3-picture deal to become a movie star. Elvis Presley.
Movies that he later hated, I think.
Is that true?
Elvis trivia for everybody.
Oh, I didn't know that, Jay.
He just didn't. I just think he thought he could do more. There was more there. And
could have been more.
Didn't really like the movies themselves. So.
There goes my only
possession. 1970, Elvis Presley, everybody.
What is this song?
There goes my everything.
I don't know this one very good. I know a few Elvis songs, but I don't know that one. Steve, give me your best Elvis.
I'm all shook up.
How about it? Thank you. Thank you very much.
Oh, okay. That would have been better.
Let's hear that.
Thank you. Thank you. No, wait, hold on.
Wait.
That was not it.
Here's Elvis.
I can't do it now.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
You're right.
Pretty good. I mean...
On the spot? Come on.
For what I was expecting, yeah, it was really good.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
I don't know if I have to go to vegetable jail or something, but I bought like those, you know, the mini ones?
Yeah, the mini cucumber, the pickling cukes.
That's what they look like. Yeah, I mean, that's probably what they're called.
Kevin James.
But, I think they are, or English. No, the English one's just the long, skinny one with the wrapper.
Yeah, I like his music, though.
Yes.
But anyway, that's cucumber. Neither here nor there.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Hey, beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Step right up. It's time to beat the show. What? Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Who? Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Where? Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Step right up. It's time to beat the show.
What's it like to just walk in the studio when we're already on the air?
What's it like? It's fine. Light wasn't on.
Hey, Mike.
When I came in the door, the light was not on.
Good morning, guys.
How are you, buddy?
I'm great. Sounds like I'm doing better than Kevin.
I'm doing great. And you can find out if you play me today.
Oh, he's throwing down the challenge. Mike, is it still pouring rain out? What's it doing?
It is raining for sure.
Yeah. Ugh. I mean, everybody always says the same thing. Well, we know we need the rain.
Mm. Great day for barbecuing.
Oh, boy. Good timing. Well, it is Memorial Day weekend dead ahead. And, it's, I mean, classically, we do have some relatively iffy weather on Memorial Day
weekend. It's guaranteed at least one bad day.
Yeah, I feel like that's right. Mm. Well, Mike, let's play a little bit of the show. 7 questions of trivia in 60 seconds. Who are you challenging today?
Well, I guess I'll have to take the challenge from Kevin there.
I feel like that.
I like it.
Yeah.
I like it.
The gauntlet's been thrown down.
I got barbecue on my mind, too.
Boy, I don't even know if I want to say this, but Kevin, you got to step out again.
Oh, you probably have it on your shirt, too.
Well, I would if I was eating it, Mike. That is for sure, buddy.
Mike wins for the show, that's for sure. All right, Mike, you know the rules. Here's 7 questions, 60 seconds pass if you get stuck, and good luck.
All right.
All righty, Mike, here we go. I had a barbecue stain on my white t-shirt, as in Tim McGraw's song, Something Like That. What Yellowstone prequel spinoff was Tim in?
1886 or something.
What is the most popular grilling day of the year in the U.S.?
4th of July.
More than 90% of wild salmon is caught in the U.S. from this state. Name that state.
Washington.
What sauce characterizes Alabama barbecue? What kind of sauce?
What do you mean, like white sauce?
Okay, yep. Yeah. What is the name of the father in the TV show Bob's Burgers?
Oh, wow.
Bob?
Thank you.
According to a 2022 report, what percentage of U.S. adults own a grill or smoker?
87%.
In 2007, this professional eater ate 45 pulled pork sandwiches in 10 minutes. Who is he?
Go for Joey Chestnut.
Okay. All right. Very good. All right, Kevin. All right. Nicely done. We'll see how we do. Let's see if Kevin's up to the challenge. Welcome back, Kevin.
He has returned.
Triumphant return. I don't know what he was doing at Jim's desk out there, but I'm not sure if it'll ever be the same.
Maybe peeling some oranges.
Yeah.
I was looking through his cabinet.
No, that's not that's not your stuff.
Chips that I'm interested in. No,
dude.
But it looked like they were not open, so I couldn't even try one.
You cannot go through people's desks.
Oh, yeah, I actually can.
If you say it like that, sure.
What is happening?
Jim and I have an agreement.
No, you do not.
He can go through my stuff.
Well, your stuff sits on the counter.
Right.
60 seconds, 7 questions.
Here we go. I had a barbecue stain on my white t-shirt as in a Tim McGraw song, something like that. What Yellowstone prequel spinoff was Tim in?
Oh, wow. That was... 1883. I have my hat right here.
What is the most popular grilling day of the year in the U.S.?
It's got to be 4th of July.
More than 90% of wild salmon is caught in the U.S. from this state. Name the state.
Alaska.
What sauce characterizes Alabama barbecue?
Ooh, I never hear about Alabama barbecue.
You have now.
Wow. God, just say something, Kevin.
Yeah, take your time.
Yellow? I don't know. I don't know what I'm supposed to say.
Hi, how are you?
What is the name of the father in the TV show Bob's Burgers?
I don't... pass.
According to a 2022 report, what percentage of U.S. adults own a grill or smoker?
Ooh, I will say 62.
All right, that's all we have time for. We'll see how we did there.
Say something, really, Kevin.
Say something.
Really screwed up.
Yellow.
Stuck there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yellow's not a bad guess.
No, I thought he was just saying hi. I was
Yellow.
Confused. Yellow.
Yeah. I had a barbecue stain on my white t-shirt is in a Tim McGraw song, something like that. What Yellowstone prequel spinoff was Tim in?
Mike said 1886 or something like that, and then Kevin said 1883
is correct.
Oh, dang it. Something like that.
What is the most popular?
Like, see what you did.
What is the most popular grilling day of the year in the U.S.?
Everybody said the 4th of July.
Everybody's right.
2-1 in favor of Kevin. It's not over yet.
More than 90% of wild salmon is caught in the U.S. from this state. Name that state.
Mike went for Washington. Kevin went for Alaska.
Alaska is correct.
Well, you ask, I'll answer. 3-1.
Nicely done, Kevin. What sauce characterizes Alabama barbecue?
Mike said white. Kevin said yellow.
Mike is right. White sauce.
White sauce.
A white sauce?
Yeah.
I've never even heard of a white barbecue sauce.
It's made from mayo, Kevin.
It's delicious.
Okay, Mike, this is, you know more about barbecue than I do.
Are you talking to Mike?
They compliment chicken. They compliment chicken the best.
Oh, I guess, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Kevin, you should, how do you not know that?
Guy I know from Alabama. He barbecued once, but he did ribs, and he did not use white sauce.
Yeah, I can see that.
He used barbecue sauce, and they were delicious.
Are you a big barbecuer, Mike?
Oh, yeah. Love barbecue.
Okay.
Well, there you go.
Just out of curiosity, if you're a big barbecuer, how many barbecues or grills or cooking type outdoor cooking things do you have?
I only have 2.
Oh, rookie. Anyway,
moving on. What is the name of the father in the TV show Bob's Burgers?
Mike said Bob. Kevin said pass.
Well, Mike is right.
I was going to say Bob, and then I doubted myself.
3-3. And the way he said it was great. He goes, Bob?
Yeah, well, I mean, I could tell you the last name, but I don't want to mispronounce it and the whole thing.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. He's right.
It's a thing.
Yeah. According to a 2022 report, what percentage of U.S. adults own a grill or smoker?
Mike said 87%. Kevin with 62.
75. So pretty much right in between,
right in the middle,
I guess. I don't know what the math is.
Everybody gets a point.
All right.
I got it by one.
I think he did get him by one. Yeah, one percentage point. Yeah.
Nice.
Oh, 1 point Bob. See you, Kevin.
1 point Bob.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, wow. He's the dad of the Bob's Burgers, so he gets the point.
Oh, okay. Okay, yeah. Okay. 2007, this professional eater ate 45 pulled pork sandwiches in 10 minutes. Who is he?
Kevin did not get to that one, and Mike said Joey Chestnut.
And Mike is right.
Yeah, for the win.
I mean, I would have got that
one. Yeah, well, dilly-dally.
Knock it out.
Yeah. Exactly.
I got smoked.
Oh.
Hey-o.
Man. $15 to Dutch Bros for you, Mike. Congratulations.
Awesome. Thank you, guys.
You're very, very welcome. Hold on for 1 second. We'll get you all taken care of. Kevin, it was a good job. You did great.
And you know what? I'm going to do something I don't normally do.
Go ahead.
Steve?
Kevin?
Those were really good questions. First one maybe a little long, but other than that, Steve.
Great job. Great job,
Steve.
I
give you a hard time when you don't do great questions. Today, I thought those were all great questions.
Not bad. Okay.
And it's something like where I learned something as well. Same. Today, which was the Alabama white sauce. I had never heard of that.
Loved the questions. And it's okay to have a long question if it's the first question.
That's true.
Yeah.
Okay.
Also, do you have a barbecue stain on your white t-shirt?
I'm sure I do. I mean, I generally don't have any white shirts.
You
for
say
this very reason.
You know what's funny, Jay? We were looking at pictures earlier on Facebook, and Kevin found an old photo where he's wearing the same shirt that he was wearing today.
No.
Yes.
And he goes, "Wow, it is much more clear, the words and pictures."
Oh yeah,
on the
it's
shirt.
So faded now compared to what it was in 2018.
No way.
Yeah.
Imagine that.
It was just beautiful. It was brand new.
Yeah.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Yes, I always get confused about this. That we're in the 21st century, right?
Okay, yeah.
Even though it's the 20s.
Yeah, right.
Kevin James.
Yeah, so it's ahead a year.
Well,
the 21st century, which is kind of weird, right? I wish it could have been different.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Man, numbers are hard, man. I'm telling you. We have yet to give away today some stuff. So if you haven't won stuff yet today, you can win some stuff. We're also going to qualify somebody else for the prize today for the month of May. And we're going to give away some Silverwood tickets for this weekend. Get the rain out of the way during the week so you can go this weekend for Memorial Day weekend. And what else do we have? Oh, we also have the Raptor Reef Indoor Water Park tickets to give away today, too. All right, well, we'll do some of that here momentarily. But right now,
it's the Jay and Kevin Show stat of the day.
What's up with the stat, Steve? Hey, it's Stat Steve. That would be great.
We're going to make Steve do the stat today?
No, I was just kidding. But I was thinking it was a great nickname.
Oh, boy. Scared me for a second.
He's like, wait, I don't have the stat. No, Stat Steve would be a great nickname, though.
Would it?
2,612. However, the number changes often.
2,612?
2,612.
Ooh, is this on a popsicle stick, or where'd you get this from? Snapple?
This is from the internet.
Snapple.
You got it from the internet, Google.
Love the internet.
Oh, okay.
2,612, although they say it changes often. And I'll tell you, it has to do with Beat the Show.
2,612 hamburgers barbecued every hour on Memorial Day weekend.
Okay. I mean, I can't say that that's wrong because I don't know.
You don't know the answer. Yeah.
It is the number. Oh, Steve, go for it.
Possible combinations of condiments you use on a burger.
Oh, good guess, Stat Steve.
Boy, that is a interesting point. It almost seems endless.
Mm-hmm.
But I bet you there probably only are about 2,600 condiment
combos.
Mm-hmm. Without being a weirdo.
Yeah.
Right.
That's fair.
Oh, yeah. No. I love putting wood chips on here. No, you don't.
One of my favorite condiments. Yeah. Yum. Wood chips. Good.
No, there's 2,612 barbecue restaurants in Texas.
Oh, wow.
Now, they say that number changes a lot.
Well, I would imagine. Sure.
Okay.
I would like to know how many barbecue places are in Spokane. I tried to find that answer, and I couldn't find it because it just doesn't, you know, we're not Texas.
No, we're
not.
And
it goes up and down. It's not constant.
We're not, but I mean, there are quite a few in Spokane.
Oh, yeah.
I would guess there's 40.
Oh, wow.
I'm looking at a list right now.
There might be more than that. I mean, I can find a bunch of them, but I don't know. I just didn't find the overall number.
Okay, this might be a dumb question.
Yes, Steve, go ahead.
I mean, I count 20 just real quick, Kev.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I'm guessing it's pushing 40.
Mm-hmm.
So I think I might know the answer to this. But so Texas, obviously known for barbecue.
Yeah.
What is Spokane known for food-wise?
You know, that's a great question. Like, what is our a staple here in Spokane? I would imagine if you went...
Or in the general area.
Yeah, I know what you're saying. I don't know that we have one that we're famous for.
I don't know.
It was said one time on a TV show that we were the... Spokane was the place that invented the casserole.
Yeah.
Remember that,
Jay? That was a made-up thing, yeah.
And it was made up.
Oh.
But it did seem realistic. Like, we could be the maker of
And it also was casserole. One of those things where we're like, hey, I don't mind that.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah.
I do like casserole.
I mean, the one thing I feel like we're known for here are breweries, for sure.
Yeah, breweries and wineries.
We have so many breweries.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Wineries. But that is not food. And I would remind everybody of that on Memorial Day weekend.
Thank you, Kevin.
You're in wine or not food.
That's not food.
No. But, God, we do have a lot of good barbecue. Do we have something that just sticks out, Steve?
Well, apparently not because we don't.
Chicago, you have pizza. Like, that's, you know, Chicago pizza.
Right.
Yeah, either that or hot dogs or Italian beef or something. I don't know.
Yeah. But I do think that if you were to say, you know, Washington, people are going to say salmon.
Okay.
Like, fish is a big deal.
That is fair because, you know, obviously the Seattle fish market is legendary.
And, yeah, I mean, there's some stuff, and we have that here too.
Sure.
But I don't, that might be what my answer would have to be.
Okay. Fish? And I guess what you would consider like a state thing rather than just a specific city.
Well, we're going to get it lumped in whether we like it or not.
Yeah.
Okay.
There's people who think Spokane's a suburb of Seattle, so, you know.
Yeah, not the people who live here.
No.
But certainly, yeah, you're right, Jay. We're all part of it.
Mm-hmm.
When you say you're from Washington, they instantly think Seattle and just lump us together.
Yeah, they're like, oh, I'm from Spokane. Is that near Seattle? No. Thankfully, it's not.
Steve, if we were to go try a barbecue place, and believe me, I'm all about trying barbecue places.
Okay.
What's your order? Like, what do you like to get at a barbecue place?
Ribs are a go-to.
Okay.
Dry rub or no?
No.
Why are you so
like
mad?
Messy.
Why are you so mad about it? Simple question. He just got all angry there.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to be.
Yeah, you should apologize. That was terrible. No. No.
He was passionate about something, though. I like that.
Yeah. Hey, there you go.
Okay, so ribs. You like ribs and you like them a little messy.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I don't know. Ribs, chicken.
Do you like chicken on the bone, or do you like when they do like the chicken thighs that are not on the bone?
Ooh, either or.
So you're pretty easy with that. How do you feel about brisket?
Oh, I like me some brisket.
So you're pretty into anything at a barbecue place.
Yeah.
Finally found food he can eat, Kevin, and he will.
Great.